Hi everyone, it's Allison here. Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's call, and I so appreciate your flexibility in doing it on a Thursday evening and making it up for when I was unable to do it the other week. All right, loves, so let's just settle right in for this session, knowing that this time is for you and your healing. Taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales here. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Feel yourself sink even deeper into the cushion below you. Okay, and as the group enters Mindscape, I'm seeing the chin dropped really low over the throat, almost in a protective stance. And this is where we're going to begin. Here we're doing an emotional release of sadness from the thyroid gland. And it's carrying a consciousness of why bother speaking up for myself. It's linked to the third thoracic vertebrae. And there's an energy here of I am unlovable, and it's combined with a fear of abandonment to create this overwillingness to compromise in order to impress others. Okay. So we're going to unhook this, and then we're actually headed to the base chakra, where we need to address this energy, I am a survivor. So that's actually coming from the place that you think that you always have to have conflict in order to survive, in order to feel safe. So we're going to address that here with the cellular repair, which is exactly what it sounds like, restoring cells to their full potential of health. Okay, then we're going to clean house with lymphatic circulation from and within the reptilian brain. And it's linked into the ears around the consciousness of hearing your truth. And hearing the truth when others speak it as well. Okay, it's taking practical action to move forward in accordance with what you're hearing inwardly as your truth. And here we actually have to sever from pathological excess Saturn energy that is just all too willing to endure, to tough it out, to stick it out, prove just how much you can take, and to be the best. Okay, here it's linked to a removal of a set of belief systems that aren't yours. It's from the stomach. And it's around this theme of, as long as I'm overwhelmed, I'll feel safe. It's defined by the stomach function from a Chinese perspective of giving strength to the body and the limbs by circulating the nutritive qi. Okay, in particular, that's correlating to the mind symptoms. Which when the stomach is off, that can give rise to things like depression, suicidal, or any little instability. It doesn't have to be as extreme as a death wish, but it can be there as well. To a simply feeling overwrought or lots of doubts and suspicions. And that's unfortunately fueling this mania, which is creating excess activity here. So that there's really a huge difficulty in being able to take in and assimilate all those ideas. Specifically around self-esteem. Okay, so we're going to correct that physiology of the digestive system to better digest emotion, life, food, as well as your relationship specifically to men. There's an eighth chakra or a past life here. Being gutted, linked to, it's this fear of seemingly inevitable letdown or disappointment from yourself disappointing others. Okay, then we had to repair your relationship to both your primary identities of the feminine and masculine halves. So regardless of gender, everyone is both. And it's linked to needing to release masculine abuse from your left brain and self-flagellation, aka beating yourself up from your right brain. It's all linked to this abuse system, pardon me, this belief system that abuse is power. And that's linking into the exercises of the last couple days. We need to actually reunite the rebirthed self with Father. And that's referring to your inner Father. And we need to, here in this relationship, remove a sabotage pattern of being addicted to failure, which we kind of are in our society. You know, things like even gambling, people gamble simply because they get addicted. They get hooked to the possibility of, ooh, I might make it, I might win. But that's only possible if their odds are stacked against them. So the odds of being, or the energy of the odds being stacked against, it's what's giving rise to this high. And that's actually linking into your perception on relationships within the seventh house of astrology, which is the partnerships and relationships piece. We're addressing here a fear of solitude. And we actually need to repair Saturn, which is that masculine energy, in its relationship specifically to Libra, which rules the seventh house of partnerships and relationships. Libra is all about harmony and all about balance. And yet, with Saturn, it can often carry an energy of having to struggle, be over responsible, and create lots of limits. And in a healthy way, Saturn gives wonderful paternal, fatherly influence, and it gives realistic expectations and organization. Okay, next we're dealing with this attitude of taking pride in self-punishments. And it's actually linking to a need to hide who you are from others out of this fear that you'd see absolute disgust when they recognize the real you and release the need here for the facade or the fakeness. And it's specifically hooking into the left pectoral muscle. And we're actually working more with the piece that attaches right onto the sternum, or the midline of the body. And it's got this energy or this attitude of, I refuse to adapt. I'm sticking to my plan, and that's all there is to it. Okay, that's linking into the left psoas muscle to give a nice, strong, stable foundation to the pelvis, to the hips. And we're orienting that to the recognition that others are safe, vulnerability is safe. And then we're severing this fear response that the amygdala, that the brain as a whole actually has, that gets activated when there's vulnerability. As well as severing that same fear or fight flight response from the electroconductivity system of the heart. It's actually going to continue to run over the next 6 hours. Okay, next we're going to integrate by linking in the cortices to the stomach. And it's actually highlighting the whole stomach region. So not just the stomach as an organ, but even the lesser omentum that's behind it, which is thought to house the ego. And here I'm literally seeing the energy of soothing the ego, just like we would rock a newborn in our arms to soothe it. And reminding that it did the best it could. So defining here with the energy of gentleness, of softness. Okay, let's link into the bladder. There's this overwhelm of, I won't be able to continue to take this kind of care. I won't be able to live up to these expectations of nourishment, so why bother even beginning? And that's not so different from that fear response and the vulnerability that we addressed moments ago. So it's getting activated here, and it's specifically highlighting its activation in a social setting. So whether it's nurturing a little one or beginning to nurture others in a way, that's healthy. So finding the balance between providing support and smothering. Okay, lads, we're gonna tap here. So give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, looking very good. All right, next we're actually highlighting the seventh house, which is the house of relationships, the house of partnerships. Excuse me. And we actually need to give it its own little mini body talk session with beginning with here, the union of the inner masculine and the inner feminine. And there's this absolute terror, fear, joining, togetherness. So we're going to bring in old practical, analytical, discerning small intestine with its intellect, along with the intelligence of the prefrontal cortex to smooth this relationship out, much like a couples counselor would. And it's linking right into the corpus callosum to address this divide. So the corpus callosum is the go-between, the left hemispheres and the right hemispheres in the brain. We're going to link that to activating the oculocardiac reflex, which is simply by pressing over the eyes, we provide a sense of calmness or peace to the body. Body talkers will know it by its name of Bebo's technique. And this is linking right into the metal element's quality of both receiving and dispersing energy. So there's this real give and take going with the flow that's happening between the two of them, much like in a way of surrender or responsivity in an instinctive fashion versus having to overanalyze. There's this natural going inward within the relationship. And And we're going to link that relationship into the breath. So allowing for the natural expansion and contraction that's inevitable here within union, but not getting too up in our head around it all, still being able to find the energy circulation, both within the surrender as well as the expansion, the opening up to new experiences. There's a permission here. It's simple. Men are safe. Followed by a second permission in parallel of I am safe. Linking right into that where we started, the thyroid glands. And there's this idea of choking on our own words of men are safe and I am safe. I'm literally seeing the stomach rebel and trying to regurgitate or throw up, much like acting like a toxin. So we're going to do that body chemistry technique to address literally this as a toxin. So it's seeing specifically the idea of safety as toxic. Okay, so now we're flushing out the lymph system to clear this all out. And now we're actually going to circulate the consciousness of trust, specifically within this lymph system to keep it shiny and healthy. We're going to link that right into the brain. And at the same time, from the blood circulation, we need to remove an unhealthy attitude here. And it's this idea of I can never do it. So very self-defeatist. Okay, so we're gonna run natural consciousness here for the understanding that my life is my own and severing from consensual reality that partnerships, relationships, connection is doomed. Because inevitably, whether it's connection with a girlfriend, a lover, anyone in between, there's this sense that it always will end and it'll always end badly. And some of you will have more in the romantic relationships, some of you will have more in the family, some of you will have more in the friendships, but some of you might have it across the board. Okay, next we've got a part of the thalamus popping right on up here. It's the part that deals with purpose and goal setting. And it's just too overstimulated by seeing all the different possibilities. What should I do? That's creating this confusion. So we're going to sever that. Okay, and then I'm seeing the cerebellum come in here, and it, pardon me, coordinates motor movement. So here it's actually carrying the energy of coordinating smooth movements in, again, relationships across the board. Linking into the septal region, our center for bliss while being in orgasm. We're going to link that right into the genitals now for finding the pleasure in connection, finding the pleasure in intimacy. And then we're going to link the thyroid and its energy of sensuality into the small intestine, which is very, again, practical. So it's finding the sensual nature from a practical perspective versus rolling around in our, swamplands of our soul, interminably, inevitably suffering. Okay, we're going to link that into the liver, specifically as in its role of both being the seat of the soul, as well as being able to adapt. And it's all about planning, but it's specifically finding an adaptation to that plan. So being able to fly by the literally seat of the pants, but seat of the soul. Beautiful. Okay, breathing here. Let's tap. Taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, then we're heading to cellular repair, and it's highlighting actually cellular repair of vaccinations, something specific, but all vaccinations. And it's actually more the physiological response of the body that ensues of feeling like it needs to be on guard from attacks that aren't just real, but also fake attacks. So it never knows when it can rest, it never knows when it really needs to be on guard. So we're going to settle this confusion out. Okay, and how we're actually going to do it is the vibaxis, which is simply a realignment. And it's happening throughout the entire spine from C1 down to the tailbone, or top of the neck to the tailbone. And we're specifically realigning it throughout its relationship to the occiput, or the back of the skull. And it's got a definition of putting your heads on straight. Linking right into the sense of sight, seeing things as they really are, and linking into a fearlessness in the response to this, seeing things as they are. So it's got a not buying into any bullshit type of an attitude here. So being a really great bullshit detector and radar means coming from a place of confidence within self. So we're removing that aspect that likes to over-question. Well, it could be this or it could be that. And again, linking right into that responsivity via instincts. Okay, so here we're highlighting the intuitive process. We're actually going to bring in the spleen and the pancreas both, which honor our intuition. These are the organs of intuition. They relate to our subconscious mind. They govern this process of not just intuition, but insight, which has a more profound energy to it. So you'd stake your life on something that you had insight about. Linking to an active memory here of age 2. Where we actually need to address the fear of intuition. Because you were punished or made fun of or something along those lines. So it may not have been as severe as like a physical spanking or anything like that, but there is this punishment on an emotional, mental way. For saying that you saw what you did, whether that was an imaginary friend or whether that was having a knowing about something, there was an expression of that and a punishment that led to this suppression of healthy feminine right brain intuition. So we're going to link that healthy right brain feminine intuition right into the left brain logic so the two can support one another. Okay, now I'm feeling this almost like headache in the left brain, in our masculine brain, when I tune into that piece. We're going to give it its own little mini body talk session. And we're going to begin here by highlighting the amygdala, which we've talked a lot about it being, part of that fight flight response. But here we're actually working with the masculine brain's capacity to both love and show affection. It's almost like it's mildly autistic in nature, just mildly. Okay, so we're going to decrease the sensitivity to these warnings that it's taking way too seriously, and they're actually not real warnings. And we're going to dial it right back down again. But not to a point of depressed docility or a numbing out, an apathy and resignation. Okay, good. So we've got the right level here now. We're going to link that into a part of the thalamus that works with reasoning, organizing, integrating. And we're literally integrating, excuse me, two other parts of the limbic brain, the hypothalamus, which is regulated by the moon, our very feminine moon. And it controls things like our heart rate, our blood pressure, all the basic set points. And we're actually looking here with the metabolism of the body, and we're looking at its relationship to fat storage, working with the idea of using excess fat padding for protection. All right, now we're going to tap here. That headache is gone. Taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, now to integrate this, we actually have to tap out all 17 reciprocals, and we've got to do them one at a time. Reciprocals are the energetic relationships between different body parts that hold a similar type of consciousness, and we work with their relationships so that they're communicating with each other as well as to the brain. And this in turn acts like turning on the circuit breaker of our body to allow for maximum power, so to speak. So it's highlighting here as we go the surge of masculine energy and to feel healthy masculine energy circulating between these points. So you're welcome to hold these points physically if you're familiar with where they are. You're also welcome just to feel them in your body, which may even be more useful. Okay. So we're going to begin with the first group between upper body to lower body. We've got upper shoulder to iliac crest, which is the top of our hip. If you were to stick your hip out and put a basket, like a laundry basket on it, or a pack of beer, whatever it is you're carrying there, that would be that shelf of the iliac crest. And we're going to do both sides. Then we've got the shoulder tip, so the outside edge of the shoulder, otherwise known as the acromioclavicular joints for you anatomy people out there. Pairing out with the hip or the outer curvy part of the thigh, or the greater trochanter of the femur. And again, for all of these, we're going to do both sides. Then we've got shoulder front to hip fronts. Shoulder back to hip back. Or back of hip and back of shoulder. Elbows to knees. Here it's highlighting the consciousness of flexibility in both giving and receiving. Then we've got wrists to ankles, and actually from the wrists we need to remove shackles of guilt. And then from the ankles we need to remove shackles of control. And they're not like the sexy tie me up 50 Shades of Grey kind of shackles. They're the sheer panic, I can't get the hell out kind of being tied up in shackles. Okay, so we're gonna unshackle and link these guys back in and finding a healthier perspective here. Now we've got navel to coccyx or tailbone. And with that, I'm seeing the lower abdominal muscles. Also receive a activation of influence here. So allowing the lower abdominal muscles to simply release and relax. Okay, we're gonna head into the next grouping between head and body now. We're gonna begin with eye to nipple. And it's defined by seeing our truth. We've got zygoma to pubic crest. Zygoma is fancy talk for cheekbones. Pubic crest is the top of our pubic bone. Then we've got vomer or bridge of our nose to xiphoid. Well, I should mention vomer is actually not on the bridge of our nose. It's where we hold it in the technique, but it's pointing to a bone deep within the nose socket that goes straight back to the center of the skull. So holding the bridge of the nose or mentally holding that, it pairs up with xiphoid at the bottom of your sternum, middle of your rib cage. And here it's releasing the ligament that runs on the front of the spine, the anterior longitudinal ligament, to open the heart and to receive. And then we've got mouth to navel. And it's around stomaching connection. Then we've got temporal bone, side of the head above the ear to ilium, everything below that shelf that you found in the very beginning, that iliac crest, putting a hand below that or imagining your energy there. And it's specifically defined by redefining the foundation to the framework of life. I often think of this one as putting our head on straight. Okay, then we've got ear to axilla or armpit. So for those of you who have done the training of reciprocals, whether you've taken Access or Body Talk Fundamentals, that's the new order that we do them in that particular group. So if it feels different to you, you know why. We're going to next head into the last four here between the head and the spinal complex, starting with TMJ, putting a hand or your energy just in front of the ear, that temporal mandibular joint. That pairs up with the sacroiliac, which is off below the hips. Roughly to the bottom of our spine, below that, but off to the side just a little bit. And it's got the energy here of soothing our pain, defined by having our nose out of joints. Okay, that's linking, or not linking, but the next one is sphenoid. So the most important bone in our whole entire skull, if it's moving and rocking with the breath, so are all the others. We indicate it where it becomes external by placing a hand or your energy at the temples. Pairs up with the tailbone, the coccyx. And it carries very strongly the consciousness of experiencing heaven while here on earth. No need to wait. Then we've got occiput, back of the head, to sacrum at the bottom of your spine. And it's defined here by finding the rhythm, finding your rhythm. And last but certainly not least, we've got upper spine, upper spine to lower spine. So here we're working with at each individual vertebrae, actually. So the topmost one, C1 to L5, C2 to L4, C3 to L3, C4 to L2. You get the idea, until they join in the center of the thoracic. And it's actually highlighting that we need to literally do the left side of like the topmost vertebrae C1 to the right side of L5, and then vice versa, the right side to the left side. And we're doing that actually for each one all the way down and all the way up. Okay, good. And we're actually going to do one more. It's not a traditional one of the 17, but we're actually going to include collarbone or clavicle to the 12th rib. And here we're addressing the theme of housing emotional pain. And doing both sides, finding the expansion of the breath equally between the left and right sides of the rib cage, feeling them move out just like if a fish were breathing, it would breathe out of its gills, finding that same movement, being equal and synchronistic between the two halves of the rib cage. All right, loves, and that is that for the reciprocals. And that's it for the end of the session as well. You're walking out, head held high. There's this almost regal energy. You look 3 feet taller. All right, loves, I'm going to wish you all sweet dreams this evening. And thank you so much for working in this way together. It's my absolute favorite way to work. So I appreciate it, the opportunity. It's really, truly a privilege. And I look forward to any questions, comments, queries that you've got. Thanks so much, loves. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.